I'm here with House Minority Leader Mark Waller of Colorado Springs. Thanks for talking to me.
Happy to visit with you today.
Your party's coming off a tough election cycle where you lost the majority. How do you regroup after that, and what are you telling members of your caucus?
Well, I think first and foremost, the loss isn't necessarily about us, about the Republican Party. We still have a job to do in the Colorado State House, promote the best public policy for the people of the state of Colorado that we can. And we are absolutely committed to doing that.
Are there any things you're going to have to do as minority leader just to energize your caucus?
Well, I think it's no secret. We'd much rather be in the majority than we would like to be in the minority. But that's only because, again, we would have a greater voice in promoting good public policy for the people of the state of Colorado.
And what are going to be your top priorities?
The state of Colorado is in an economic recovery right now. It's an incredibly slow economic recovery. So I think our first priority is to do no harm. We can't do things to private business in the state of Colorado that are going to make it harder to continue on this economic recovery.
I know it's hard to predict, but looking ahead, do you see any big sticking points that you think both parties will be grappling with?
I'd like to point out that we are going to actually agree on more than we're going to disagree. So I look forward to working in a bipartisan manner. But, I mean, there will be a couple of, you know, a few issues that we will probably fight over.
You know, when you say fighting over issues, I'm thinking civil unions will come up, and then also the lower tuition category for illegal immigrant high school graduates. Do you see more movement from the Republican caucus supporting either of those measures?
Yeah, I don't know about that. The reality is with those issues, those have been issues that traditionally the GOP has opposed. Well, Democrats have supported them going into this session. The Democrats don't need us on those issues, and they can pass those without Republican support, and we anticipate that's what's going to happen.
I'm just wondering about the tuition bill. I know that there's a lot of talk nationally about the GOP courting the Hispanic vote.
You know, I think what Republicans need to do better is put our message out to Hispanic voters, not only in the state of Colorado, but we need to do a better job. It's something we haven't done well, and we absolutely need to figure out how to get together with Hispanic voters in Colorado and across America and better articulate our message to them.
Do you see this bill as a way to do that?
Certainly, we need to look at every bill that comes across, and we need to make sure that we give every single bill a fair hearing. It's incumbent upon Republicans to make sure that as we're talking about these bills, we understand the concerns and issues presented by the Hispanic community as we're talking about those pieces of legislation.
Okay, in the past you sponsored a bipartisan bill to create a legal limit for driving while high. So far that measure hasn't passed the legislature. Now that we have legal recreational use of marijuana, do you expect to bring that back?
Absolutely. That is an absolutely crucial piece of legislation that we're going to need going forward. I mean, we're going to have more marijuana in the state of Colorado, which means more people are going to be driving under the influence. And the proponents of Amendment 64 said they wanted to regulate marijuana just like we regulate alcohol in the state of Colorado. And for alcohol, we have a presumptive limit for driving under the influence.
Do you expect the marijuana regulations and the legislature's role in crafting them to take up a lot of time this session, and then also passing an excise tax, which is required under the amendment?
Well, I think it's going to take up a lot of time early on in the session for sure. In fact, I think that's going to dominate the early days of this session, discussions on implementation of Amendment 64. I think it's premature, though, to say that we're going to have to pass an excise tax. You know, I'm not sure that a constitutional amendment can dictate any action on a legislator in the state of Colorado. I mean, what's the remedy if we don't act? That's not to say we shouldn't, or we won't.
The legislature is required to pass a balanced budget every year. In recent years, it's been making deep cuts. That's not the case this coming session. Do you think it'll make those negotiations easier?
I don't know if it'll make negotiations easier. In fact, I think in some respects it actually makes the negotiations harder. And the crucial decisions are going to be, where do we spend those dollars? Do we spend them on expanding Medicaid? Do we spend them on K-12 education? I think one of the things we need to work very hard to do is get higher education back to sustainable levels. We have cut them more consistently than any other area in state government over the last 4 years, and we certainly need to be working to bringing higher education back to a sustainable level.
House Minority Leader Mark Waller from Colorado Springs, thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.